In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Welcome to The Deep Dive. This is a brand new deep dive from the podcast AI Unraveled.
That's right. AI Unraveled is created and produced by Etienne Newman. He's a senior engineer and a passionate soccer dad up in Canada.
And hey, if you find what we talk about valuable today, please do us a solid, like and subscribe to AI Unraveled over on Apple Podcasts.
Yeah, it really helps us keep digging into this stuff for you.
So today we're jumping into a pretty dense stack of sources. It's basically a daily chronicle of AI innovations from July 4th, 2025.
And our mission really is to pull out the key bits, those important nuggets of knowledge, the surprising insights, give you a shortcut, you know?
A shortcut to getting up to speed on just how fast AI is moving, because wow, it is moving fast.
Oh, absolutely. The scale, the daily impact. It's kind of mind-boggling.
Yeah, we're covering everything today, from like your personal rights online to actual medical miracles, even these huge societal projects.
You're going to hear some stories that really show how AI is changing things, sometimes in ways you wouldn't expect.
Yes.
And actually, for anyone listening who gets inspired by this, maybe wants to, you know, boost their career, get certified in AI, Etienne Newman has put together some fantastic AI certification prep ebooks and audiobooks. They're all on djamgate.com.
Right. We'll have the links in the show notes. Makes it super easy to find if you're interested in taking that next step.
Exactly.
Okay. So let's dive in. Let's start with how AI is hitting close to home. Your personal world rights, interaction, identity. First stop, Denmark.
Yeah. Denmark's doing something really interesting. Their parliament is advancing this legislation. It's pretty groundbreaking, actually.
Okay. What's the core idea?
Well, basically, it gives citizens copyright control over their own image, their voice, their likeness, specifically aimed at fighting deepfakes.
So, like, my face, my voice, it's legally mine, even in AI stuff.
That's the idea.
Yeah.
And it's not just about money, though. That's part of it. The sources point to this alarming stat. Deepfake fraud shot up 3,000% in 2023.
3,000%. Wow.
Yeah. It highlights this huge vulnerability, right, where digital trust meets personal identity. So Denmark's move, it's more than just a legal tweak. It's like a foundational step.
Towards defining what? Digital personhood in this AI age.
Exactly. It could set a precedent everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
It's kind of a battleground for our digital selves, really.
That feels massive. So, okay, practically speaking, if someone makes a deepfake of me, I can demand they take it down.
Yep. Demand removal. Potentially seek payment if it was used without permission. And the platforms, they could face some serious fines if they don't act.
What about things like satire?
Ah, good question. The sources say satire and parody are still okay, but, and this is key, they have to be clearly labeled as AI generated.
That makes sense, especially when you hear that AI voice cloning now only needs, what, 3 seconds of audio?
Just 3 seconds. And businesses are losing hundreds of thousands to this fake media stuff.
It really makes you wonder how fast other places, maybe the EU, might jump on this bandwagon.
It does. It feels like something that's needed. So switching gears slightly, but still in that personal interaction space, Meta.
Facebook, Instagram, right. What are they up to?
They're experimenting, playing around with AI chatbots that actually start conversations proactively.
Oh, okay. So instead of me messaging a bot first, the bot messages me.
Potentially, yeah. It's a big shift from just waiting for users. They're working with a data labeling firm, Aligner, to develop these bots.
Hmm. How do they work? Can they, like, remember stuff?
Apparently, yes. They can remember past chats, keep consistent personas. But there are rules. A bot can only initiate within 14 days of you contacting it last, and only after 5 prior messages have been exchanged.
Okay, some guardrails there. Still, proactive AI. One of the sources mentioned treading lightly, right?
Yeah, exactly. Because, you know, while it could seem more human for a bot to reach out first,
it could also get really annoying really fast.
Right. Cringy and spammy was the phrase used. We all know those email inboxes.
Tell me about it.
But still, you can see how this could change things. User engagement, customer service, even just social norms online.
And Meta sees dollar signs, presumably.
Oh, for sure.
Oh.
Court documents apparently showed they could project these generative AI products could pull in $2 to $3 billion in revenue by 2025.
Wow. Okay. So connecting these two things then. Denmark protecting your digital self. Meta wanting its AI to talk to you first.
Yeah. What does all this mean for you? For your privacy, your sense of identity online, how you even interact day to day.
It's a huge shift. Really makes you think about where the lines are, doesn't it?
It really does. We need to constantly reevaluate those digital boundaries.
Absolutely. And look, if hearing about this stuff makes you want to get involved, maybe start building things yourself.
Mm-hmm.
That's where Etienne Newman's toolkit comes in handy. It's called the AI Unraveled Builders Toolkit.
What's in it?
It's got AI tutorials, PDFs, audio, video, plus AI and machine learning certification guides. Really helps you get started with actually building with AI.
Sounds useful.
Yeah. And again, links for that are right there in the show notes. Easy peasy.
Cool.
Okay, let's pivot now. Let's talk about some really life-altering applications, from making babies to keeping streets safe. This first one, it's just incredible.
It really is something. The sources tell this story of a couple. They struggled with infertility for, get this, 18 years.
18 years. I can't even imagine.
Right. Nearly two decades. And they finally got pregnant thanks to AI-powered sperm analysis.
AI helped them conceive? How?
Doctors at Columbia University used this AI system. It's called STAR.
STAR. Okay.
And this system, STAR, it scanned 8 million microscopic images.
Oh.
8 million. In less than an hour.
Whoa.
And it found 44 viable sperm cells. In a man with severe infertility, the condition's called azoospermia, basically almost zero sperm count.
And humans couldn't find them.
Human technicians had looked for 2 days and found nothing. AI did it in under an hour. It just shows the power of AI in discovery in finding that needle in a haystack.
That is genuinely astonishing, life-changing for that couple.
Absolutely. And it raises this big question about accessibility, right? Fertility rates are dropping globally. IVF is super expensive, like $15,000 to $30,000 a cycle, sometimes more. And it doesn't always work.
Yeah, it's a huge barrier for so many people.
So this STAR system, right now it's only at Columbia, but the estimated cost is around $3,000.
Okay. Still significant, but way less than IVF.
Exactly. So the hope is that AI systems like this could make fertility solutions more affordable, more accessible, offer real hope to millions. It's a huge milestone for AI and reproductive medicine.
Truly amazing. Okay, from creating life to protecting it, AI and public safety.
Yeah, another interesting example. Arlington County, Virginia. Over the July 4th holiday weekend, they used AI to handle non-emergency 911 calls.
Like noise complaints or something, not life or death stuff.
Exactly. And the benefit is pretty clear, right? It frees up the human dispatchers to focus 100% on genuine emergencies.
Makes total sense. Better use of resources when things get busy.
Precisely. It shows local governments are looking at AI not just for efficiency, but as a real tool to boost public safety. A direct impact on people's lives.
And the applications keep coming. Environmental safety, too.
Mm-hmm. Nuclear safety, specifically. Scientists used AI to discover a totally new material, a porous compound.
And what does it do?
It's incredibly good at capturing radioactive iodine, like exceptionally efficient.
That sounds important for, like, nuclear waste or accidents.
Huge implications there. Hmm. For nuclear safety protocols, environmental cleanup. It shows AI-driven materials, science tackling problems that seemed, well, almost unsolvable before.
So these examples, fertility, 911 calls, radioactive material, they really drive home how AI can have a direct positive impact, right?
Absolutely. On human lives, on society's well-being, it's not just abstract stuff anymore.
Definitely not. And speaking of impact, if you're looking to make your impact felt in this field, getting certified is a great way to do it.
Right.
Which brings us back to Etienne Newman's resources on djamgate.com, those AI certification prep ebooks and audiobooks you mentioned.
Yeah, they cover some big ones.
They do. Like Azure AI Engineer Associate, Google Cloud Generative AI Leader Certification, AWS Certified AI Practitioner, Azure AI Fundamentals, Google Machine Learning, a whole range.
So really practical stuff for career advancement.
Exactly. Boost your career, get recognized. Links, again, are in the show notes. We're checking out.
Good stuff.
All right, let's zoom out now. Look at the really big picture stuff, how AI is shaping its own future. We're talking the race for safe AGI national projects. First up, Ilya Sutskever.
Ah, yes. Ilya Sutskever, co-founder of OpenAI, key architect behind GPT models. He's launched a new company.
What's called?
Safe Superintelligence, Inc., or SSI.
Safe Superintelligence. Okay, the name says a lot.
It really does. The company's sole focus, according to them, is building provably safe and controllable AGI. It's artificial general intelligence.
So not just building AGI, but building safe AGI. That's the mission.
That's the entire mission. His departure from OpenAI, this new venture. It really highlights the intensifying competition for top AI talent, especially after Meta tried and failed to buy some other startups.
Right. So SSI is positioning itself as the safety-first player in the AGI race.
Seems like it. Aiming to lead ethically while everyone else is rushing ahead. It's a really strategic move. Could definitely influence where AI development goes from here.
Interesting. And on that theme of large-scale efforts, there's also talk of an AI Manhattan project.
Yeah, that comparison keeps popping up. Experts are calling for basically a coordinated government-backed push.
Like the original Manhattan project for the atomic bomb, but for AI?
Kind of. The idea is to accelerate AI development, but do it responsibly, with government oversight and funding.
What would that even look like? Has anyone crunched the numbers?
Well, research lab Epoch AI did an analysis. They reckon a U.S.-led project like this could achieve a 10,000 times increase in AI training scale over GPT-4.
10,000x by when?
By 2027. That's their projection. They modeled it on things like the Apollo program, strong government lead, private sector involvement.
The scale must be immense.
Oh, yeah. They're talking investment levels similar to the peak of the Apollo program, enough to fund something like 27 million GPUs.
27 million GPUs. Wow. The power requirements alone.
Exactly. They suggest maybe using the Defense Production Act. There's definitely growing momentum for some kind of big centralized AI initiative.
Mm-hmm.
The U.S.-China Economic and Security Review Commission recommended something similar, balancing innovation, security, and, you know, existential safety.
It's a massive undertaking to think about. But then, sort of on the flip side of all this investment, we're also seeing job cuts.
Yeah, that's the paradox, isn't it? Microsoft is a prime example. Record investment in AI, but they just announced potentially 9,000 more job cuts.
On top of previous cuts.
Mm-hmm. It really underscores this deep restructuring happening across the whole tech sector.
So shifting away from older roles towards AI-first workflows.
That's the term being used. It's creating huge opportunities, no doubt. But also, understandably, a lot of anxiety for the workforce.
Yeah, you can see both sides. So when you put it all together, the push for safe AGI, these massive national project ideas, the job market shifts.
It really hammers home how profoundly AI is reshaping, well, everything, our collective future.
Absolutely. And it's happening so fast. Our sources from just that one day, July 4th, had even more stuff. Just quick hits, rapid fire innovations.
Right. Like Together AI open sourcing something called Deep SWE.
What's that?
It's a coding agent. Apparently getting state-of-the-art results. SOTA. Setting new benchmarks for how AI can automate complex software development.
Okay, AI writing better code. What else?
Higgsfield introduced Solinpaint. It's an image editing tool, but it gives really fine-grained control, and then you can animate those edits seamlessly into video.
Whoa. More power for visual creators, then.
Definitely. And Riplet released Dynamic Intelligence. Makes their coding assistant tool smarter, better context, better reasoning.
So better AI coding buddies.
Pretty much. And XAI's Grok chatbot. Updates reportedly include a games option.
Like the AI makes games for you. Or plays them.
Maybe both. Details are thin, but Grok 4, the next big version, is apparently expected next week. So we might find out soon.
Huh. Okay, one more.
Yeah, ByteDance researchers, the TikTok folks released X Unimotion. It animates still photos with incredibly realistic full body motion. Hands, face, everything.
Okay, that's slightly creepy, but impressive.
Right. It's just constant innovation every single day across so many different areas.
It really is. We've covered so much today, from like fundamental rights online to literally saving lives to mapping out the future of intelligence itself.
It's a lot to take in. Staying informed feels less like a choice and more like a necessity these days.
Totally agree. It's crucial just to navigate the world that's unfolding around us.
Mm-hmm. And maybe the thought to leave everyone with today is this.
Yeah.
What does it actually mean? For us as individuals, for society as a whole, when AI stops being just a tool we use.
And becomes more like an active participant. Yeah,
exactly. An active participant in our lives. Deciding legal rights, helping create families, managing public safety, shaping entire economies.
Mm-hmm.
What does that future really look like?
That is definitely something to chew on, a deep thought indeed.
Yeah.
And hey, if you are ready to chew on it more, maybe even build some of it, don't forget Etienne Newman's resources over at djamget.com.
Right, the Builder's Toolkit.
Yep, the AI Unraveled Builder's Toolkit with all the tutorials and those AI certification prep ebooks and audiobooks we mentioned, Azure AI Engineer, Google Cloud Generative AI Leader, AWS AI Practitioner, Azure Fundamentals, Google Machine Learning, all that good stuff.
Helps you take the next step.
Exactly. Links for everything are in the show notes. Makes it easy.
Well, thanks for joining us on this deep dive.
Yeah, thanks for listening, everyone. And please do remember to like and subscribe to AI Unraveled on Apple Podcast. We'll catch you on the next one.